Cloister of San Juan de Duero, Symphony of Arcs and Cultures in Stone. The Hospital Order of San Juan de Duero built an eclectic monastery, renewing a small Romanesque church that already existed, and erecting the rest of the monastery honoring their patron saint, St. John the Baptist. After many years of abandon, in 1882, it was declared National Monument, and years later became the section of the medieval department of the Numantine Museum. The cloister annexed to the church, and used as the burial area between the 13th and the 15th century, communicated all the parts of the monastery. It is the only monastic dependency remaining and one of the most original ones of the Spanish Romanesque, thanks to its variety and the influences of its architecture. Traces of the purest Romanesque, pointed arcs tending to horseshoe, not to forget the evident Byzantine and Arabic footprint. The chamfers, with a clear Arabic influence, are rounded off with caliphal arcs. On today's construction, it is possible to clearly recognize four parts. The first part, Romanesque, is situated on an oslar wall with semicircular arcs resting on coupled columns with sculpted capitals with biblical passages. On the second part, there are horseshoe arcs slightly pointed, of Almoravid and Nasrid style, and supported on half columns, jointed in groups of four, with plants and fantasy creature motifs on its capitals. The third part counts with large pointed horseshoe arcs, which play to get intertwined and are supported on grooved pillars and without capitals, giving a more traditional and harmonic sense. The fourth and last part counts with shy pointed horseshoe arcs, also intertwined, supported in a non-continuous way on pairs of columns with plant decorations on its capitals. The Romanesque temple, of a very simple composition, consists on only one nave. It has a special singularity due to two shrines built after the construction of the rest of the church, both of them hosting an altar. The main purpose of these two shrines is attributed to the type of Christian ritual the original inhabitants did. The main purpose of these two shrines is attributed to the type of Christian ritual the original inhabitants used to do. The shrine on the right, with conic dome, and the one on the left, with semispheric dome, covered on their external face with mortar, give them a more ordinary image, denoting clear Oriental influence with interesting capitals with biblical scenes and fantastical creatures. Let's highlight on the left the beheading of St. John the Baptist, and on the right the birth of Jesus among the nativity cycle scenes. Nowadays, this temple lacks of worship. On this scenery, at the foot of the Spirit's Mountain, Becker said his legend of the same name.